Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm now with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. And I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about keeping your balance in the midst of change. With all the changes we're encountering this summer, it's easy to lose your center and become unbalanced. So I'll give you some tips to help you align and rebalance yourself in the midst of all the changes. I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next week, I'll take your calls. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that we have summer specials on tools to assist with this summer of major changes. And to assist with your prosperity, we've put all our prosperity class CDs on sale through July 13th at substantial savings of about 35%. Now, that includes our 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business, wealth building with the universe, attract the clients you want with ease, and the popular emotional freedom and healing prosperity release. These CDs will help you get through the summer of change intact and prosperously. And we're also offering our printed 2010 Good Timing Guide for $9 while supplies last. So get one while you can. Plus, we're offering the business anthology Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace. That's at a 35% discount as well. I authored one of the chapters in that book, and there are many well-known contributing authors such as Stephen Covey, Oprah, Donald Trump, Thomas More, Scott Peck, Paul Hawkins, John Gray, Faith Popcorn, Robert Kiyosaki of Rich Dad, Poor Dad fame, and more. This is one of my favorite business books, and I highly recommend it. To order, go to askmadeline.com and click on the link for the Polaris store or the summer specials. That link again is askmadeline.com, askmadeline.com, or call us toll free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And finally, I want to let you know about a special consultation I'm now doing for the summer. This is the Cardinal Climax consultation, and it's for people and businesses who have planets or personal points in the early degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn. Now, if you're one of these people, you're probably noticing that several things are coming to a head pretty quickly. This is a 45-minute consultation to help you with the major changes you're encountering this summer. And you can schedule one of these consultations by calling my office toll-free at 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, I want to start by mentioning the stock market. Now, if you have my Good Timing newsletters or you've been listening to the show for a while, then you know that I've been telling folks to get out of the stock market before now, unless you're an experienced day trader. The month of July has a lot of volatility, and this is especially true for the stock market. So if you're in good oil stocks or gold mines, things of that nature, then you're probably okay. But if you're in the usual mutual funds, it's better to sell and buy some gold. You should expect that the Dow Jones Industrial Average could drop as low as 9,000 by the end of this month or in early August. So if you're in stocks, you're just gambling. Second, along with all this volatility in the stock markets, we're likely to see a lot of volatility with the Earth as well. I've been reminding you of this on a regular basis, so let's all be prepared for unexpected Earth changes, including power outages from solar flares that could take down our power grid. This month and next are times when this is much more likely than usual. So just make sure you have what you need in case there's no power, food, water, prescriptions, etc. available. And for those of you who live on the East Coast, the July 11th solar eclipse for Washington, D.C. looks like there's an enormous amount of rain. Now, that could be from a hurricane or just a bad storm. And that could occur up to 1 week before or after the July 11th total solar eclipse. So if you're in that area or the lower part of the East Coast, prepare accordingly. Next, just in time for the holiday weekend, we get a cycle that's known for unknowingly spending more money than you expect. Or this could also be related to the stock market dissolving its gains. In the area of love, general relationships, or even business partnerships, we can have illusions, idealism, and deception revealed for what it really is. Now, usually this is followed by disappointment. So it's not a good time to make an important investment since you're not clear what the real potential of it is. This cycle is Venus opposite Neptune. It comes into range today on July 2nd and peaks on July 8th. It stays strongly in range through July 10th and less so through July 14th. So watch your money during this period. Also, if you have my 2010 Good Timing Guide, you can see that for this 4th of July holiday weekend, we have an orange final result on both Saturday and Sunday. This suggests that some of our plans may fall out or not come to fruition as planned. Possibly the weather won't cooperate, or maybe we won't have power. Who knows? So have a backup plan for the holiday weekend, just in case things don't go as expected. Next, July 5th, the day after Independence Day, the planet Uranus goes retrograde, or starts moving backwards from our perspective here on Earth. Now, this is actually kind of funny, since Uranus is the planet most associated with liberation, freedom, and independence. So, it's kind of funny that it waits until after our 4th of July celebration to go retrograde. And what does this mean, anyways? Well, Uranus is the planet of sudden changes and is the primary instigator of the revolutionary energies we're experiencing this summer. So when he goes retrograde, basically he's turning around and running back to the sign of Pisces. And this suggests that whatever revolutions we're working on are going back to the drawing board for more consideration on how to tackle them effectively. Uranus stays in Aries until August 13th when it moves back into Pisces. And it'll stay in Pisces until March 11th, 2011, when it moves back into Aries. And it will stay in Aries after that until May 15th of 2018. A long time. Okay, one note of caution about this. When Uranus moves backwards, it's considered to be weaker. However, it's still at 0 degrees Aries the entire time that it's in that sign. That's the most powerful degree in the entire zodiac, so it's still quite potent. Don't underestimate it. The summer ahead will still be full of changes. And speaking of changes, did you see the news that Iran has given an advanced radar system to Syria? Of course, this is being denied by both parties, but Israeli and American intelligence say this is true. That certainly puts a different spin on any threats from Israel to Iran, since Iran would have advance notice with this. The Middle East is one of the areas where major changes can occur this summer. So it will help to send plenty of light and healing energies to that part of the planet so we can get through this summer with everyone intact. Now next, coming into range on July 6th, peaking on July 8th, and ending on July 10th, we have a cycle that's excellent for planning and organization. It's also great for cleaning closets, files, storage units, etc., because it's able to determine what to keep and what can go. The cycle is Mercury sextile Saturn, and it immediately feeds into another great cycle for major opportunities. Now, those cycles are Mercury trine Jupiter and Uranus. And after you clean out your closets or wherever you have stuck energy, you get fabulous, unexpected opportunities. So be sure you make some space for new possibilities. Now, Mercury trine Jupiter and Uranus is also terrific for lots of interesting and unusual conversations, new ideas, plus educational and travel pursuits. It's also great for sales via the internet and email. It can be fabulous for electronic publishing, such as ebooks or Kindle books, or for teaching via the web or telephone. And this set of cycles comes into range on July 7th, peaks on July 9th through the 11th, and stays in range through July 14th. So enjoy the benefits of this set of cycles. Now, for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide, this week your tip is this. Notice that this Sunday, July 4th, we go into the third quarter phase of the moon. This means that the structures needed for new starts are not yet in place. It's a time when we rethink what went well over the past cycle of the month and what we want to do differently on our next round. This coming Tuesday and Wednesday, the 6th and 7th, are good days, but it's too early for major new starts. Wait until the following week after our new moon solar eclipse. Wednesday, July 14th, is a much better time to begin those new starts. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. Just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is in the box at the top right of the homepage, so get signed up today. Now, do you know how to stay calm and centered in the midst of tornado-like chaos? When I come back after this short break, I'll talk about keeping your balance in the midst of change. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Think about it. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, that's what I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. On the front of the E-Cloth package, it claimed perfect cleaning with just water and chemical-free cleaning that's awesome on all hard surfaces. I was pretty skeptical, but gave it a try anyway. I started on my kitchen windows, then stovetop, then stove hood, granite counters, and finally the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well they cleaned. These results were accomplished without exposing my family to unknown negatives of household chemical cleaners. The cleaning power comes from fiber function, not a chemical reaction. It cleans better and is healthier, money-saving, and eco-friendly. No chemicals, no paper towels, and E-Cloths are reused for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's eCloth.com. E-Cloths are for real. See for yourself. I know you'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
This summer is one of the most intense periods since the Great Depression. To assist with the challenges, show host Madeline Gerwick is offering summer specials on tools to increase your prosperity. Now through July 13th, Prosperity Class CDs are on sale for 35% off. The Business Anthology, Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace is also on sale for a third off. Plus, her 2010 Good Timing Guide is available for $9 while supplies last. To get these tools at substantial savings, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, the Prosperity Summer Specials are good only through July 13th.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about keeping your balance in the midst of change. And after that, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, if you've listened to my show for any length of time, you know that I've been talking about major changes occurring this summer. Now, these aren't what I call stirring the pot changes. No. This is the time to get off the fence and choose what you want your world to be like. This summer is a time to take action. And if you don't take action, guess what? The universe will bring changes anyway. Personally, I've always preferred to make my own changes instead of the universe, you know, waiting for the universe to hit me over the head with that 2x4. Now, if there was ever a time when the universal 2x4 will be out in full swing, it's this month and next. When a lot of change is happening at once, it can seem overwhelming. And when that occurs, we sometimes lose our balance. Our minds get caught up in fear, and we can end up disconnected from our hearts. That's not the path we want to take this summer. So here are some tips to keep yourself balanced and centered in the midst of change. First of all, it helps to be willing to make changes. Hey, by now, you know what needs changing in your life. You know where you've been stuck, and you know what you complain about day in and day out. That's what needs changing. But one of the reasons we tend to stay stuck in the same patterns over and over and over again is because we think the same thoughts over and over and over again. Do you get it? So the first tool I want to give you is a new mantra to work with over the next 2 months. So get your pen and paper out and get ready to write this down. Here it is. Every day, thank the universe in advance for having already provided the best place for you to be, for your highest good and the highest good of all concerned. Now, I'm going to repeat that so you can write this down. Thank the universe in advance for having already provided the best place for you to be, for your highest good and the highest good of all concerned. Now, that can include the right job or clients, the right location to live, the right partner to be with, a higher level of prosperity, and or the right career path to be on. Set your intention for what you most want and fill in the details so the universe can provide it. This summer, the universe will move many people rather unexpectedly or abruptly to their new situation. And if this happens to you, just be flexible and start looking around for why the universe put you there. We all have an important part in these changes. So trust the universe to put you in the right situation so you can do your part. And remember, it's important to be willing to make those changes. Now, the second tip is this. We're all being asked to make many choices at once. But if you can get the fundamental choice correct, the rest will fall into place easily. By this, I mean that there's one choice that you will have that impacts all the other ones. So it's the fundamental choice that may seem the hardest to make because there are so many parts of your life that depend on it. So what's the secret to making this most important choice correctly? I've been telling you the answer to this for weeks and months. It's to make that choice with your heart, not your head. This will probably take courage, but it's the only way you can be sure you're taking right action. This summer, we're all being asked to take right actions, whether they support the existing structures or not. Chances are that they don't support existing structures, and that can be scary. So is there someone around you telling you that it's not practical to do that? I'll tell you what's not practical. It's not practical to keep doing things that don't bring you joy and which are constantly pushing money away from you simply because you're not in joy. And by the way, I'm a Virgo, and we're very practical. It's also impractical to keep doing the same things over and over and over again while you hope for a different result. That's just insane. I guarantee you, insanity is very impractical. So don't listen to naysayers. They're misleading you because they're stuck too, and they're afraid of the changes they need to make. So stick with what's in your heart and follow it to where it's leading you. The rest will be a lot easier when you do. Now, why is it important to make your most important choices from your heart and not your head? Because your heart is your center. Literally. It's your energetic center, the bridge in your body between your upper and lower chakras or your energy centers. And when you make important choices from your heart, you're in your center and balanced. When chaos is happening all around you, this is even more critical. Okay. So on to tip number three. This summer, we're all being asked to get off the fence and choose what kind of life we want to live and what kind of world we want to live in. We're also being asked to responsibly take back our power, to be involved in the kind of world we're creating or allowing to be created. This can be scary because we're not allowed to sit on the fence and observe. Some of us feel like we're living through a new civil war with family members and friends on different sides of issues. We may expend huge amounts of energy in these battles. But even when you call a truce, it's still uncomfortable and nothing has been resolved. What's the lesson with this stuff? We're out of balance with ourselves, our families, our friends, our community, and our country. One of the essential pieces of this summer is to get rebalanced, and that includes to rebalance the use and misuse of power. We can't expect others to do this, though, unless we do it ourselves. So for this situation, we need to give up the love of power and replace it with the power of love. Now, just guess who we need to love the most first. Yes, it's you. It might look like there are 6 billion people on the planet, but there's really just you. So it helps if we all love ourselves first and foremost, because when we can't love ourselves, we can't love anyone else. So make it a point to be kind to yourself. In the midst of chaos, don't expect yourself to be perfect. Cut yourself some slack. Take good care of yourself. Give yourself the best food to eat and plenty of sleep. And find ways to give yourself time for fun. And whatever you do, don't sacrifice yourself to take care of others. That helps no one. When you love yourself and take steps to show it, others do the same. And that's when we get closer to rebalancing ourselves and our world. This is a process that begins with each of us. Now, what does it mean to rebalance the use and misuse of power? I'm sure you've noticed the misuse of power, which seems to be rampant in our world. We see it all the time with decisions by corporations that put you and me in danger as well as the earth. Companies put toxins into our environment and products all the time so they can make more money. Somehow their bottom line is more important than the health and well-being of their customers and the planet. Now that's very out of balance. But what's less obvious is that most of us are also misusing our power by giving it away to those who are not using it responsibly. We do that by allowing negative and even intolerable situations to exist. That's equally out of balance as the corporations. We allow these things to continue by not raising our voices, by not speaking out, by not sending letters to the editor, by not sending emails to people in authority when issues need to be addressed. So tip number four is this. After you focus on loving yourself and giving yourself whatever you need, then it's important to take your voice out to the rest of your world, whether that be at your job, in an organization, in your community, or nationally, etc. It's all important. Speak up about whatever is calling to you that needs to be changed. Stop complaining and start taking action. It might be a letter to the powers that be. It might be organizing a protest about something. Whatever it is, it's important to speak your truth to others and to hear the truth that others are speaking to. Now, a good tool for doing this to use is the process known as nonviolent communication by Marshall Rosenberg. His website is www.cnvc.org. That's C as in Charlie, N as in Nancy, V as in Victor, C as in Charlie.org. Now, this is how we will rebalance our world one step at a time, and this is also how we'll start using our power responsibly. Lastly, let's stay focused on what you want, not on what you don't want. Keep your vision of what's in your heart in front of you. Write it down or put pictures in front of you. Stay in your heart to make your choices, and you'll stay centered through this summer. Now, next, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. Do you remember when you were a kid and you used to play make-believe? Well, your magic wand might be missing now, but your power is still intact. We all play make-believe every day, usually without realizing it. That's because we all make whatever we believe. So let's make believe that we can thrive even in this economy, and that our prosperity and fun are increasing each week. There are numerous unexpected opportunities now, so make believe that abundant possibilities are knocking at your door. Then go answer it. Next Friday on July 11th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls. And stay tuned next for Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2010 Good Timing Guide on sale now for $9 while supplies last. And take advantage of the summer specials for our Prosperity Class CDs. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.